Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, we thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers that are out there. Now, let's not forget also that if you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, you can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for more information. Joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to start with our great governor, Ron DeSantis, and what he had to say yesterday, because here is Ron DeSantis in all his glory yesterday in Panama City, Florida.
Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
That was the answer to a question that was made, and Governor DeSantis, God bless him. God bless him. He is just, we are so lucky to have him.
Well, I you can't cheat him on what he had to say yesterday, and what I really mean by that is you have to listen to everything that he said.
Yep.
It was really quite a remarkable thing. And, you know, this guy's just not going to put up with any nonsense from anybody. He is fully prepared to, you know, challenge any of, you know, the naysayers, including the president.
Yep.
It was... I mean, he really said, look, you know, you don't criticize Florida when you can't even do your own job at the border.
Yep.
And what his whole premise is this. We are not going to strip the parental rights of, you know, those in Florida. We're not going to sacrifice and turn decision making over to a state security run apparatus,
correct.
Masks and, you know, all that. I mean, we're forfeiting our freedoms like crazy, and we don't even know it. It's like this whole Walensky thing at the CDC, on the evictions. Well, what they're basically saying is that the CDC now has property rights.
Yeah.
Your property. They're seizing your property.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. DeSantis ain't putting up with it.
Well, Governor Abbott in Texas also has set himself up to fight the U.S. court's blocking of his order on the immigrant transport, to where a judge said that, well, you can't stop these vehicles and take them back to the border like you've been doing and send them back where they came from. And by the way, it should be pointed out that one of the vehicles that they didn't stop, 10 people were killed in it, 30 people in the vehicle.
Yes, actually, it was 11 dead and 12 injured. I have the photo. I got the photo, about 6 o'clock last night.
And many of them are still in the hospital, too.
To see what Border Patrol was having to do, tending to those that possibly were still alive or could survive.
Right.
But there wasn't even a chase.
Nope.
But the driver's dead, so.
Yep. And again, this is what goes on. And, for a federal judge to say, well, you can't stop these people and take them back where they came from. Are you kidding me?
Illegals are now a protected class. They've got more rights than we do.
Yeah, you're right. Plus, they get their guaranteed income, free hots and a cot.
I'm trying to tell you.
No.
Free hotels. Yeah, I mean.
Well, again, that's why we need to turn this country around, this ship around, because this is not the way America was founded. It's not the way Americans want it. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of Democrats, too, that now are starting to see the light. I keep hearing more and more and more from people who are going, what the hell is happening to our country? Well,
these Democrats, they have a duty to protect our freedoms.
Yep.
And there's not one that's doing that. Hello, Maxine Waters.
Thank you.
And then you got
the squad that was on the steps, and when it came time for a picture to take a picture of them on the steps, nobody was wearing a mask. So when the camera popped up, then all the masks went on.
Sure.
Jesus. I'm telling you, it's upside down and backwards, but we get it. We understand what's going on. They've been trying to do it since the Great Society, way back with Lyndon Johnson, the Collard Piven strategy, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. We've been telling you about it for years. Ever since I came on the program, I've been telling you about it. So anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon. And by the way, we haven't even mentioned Governor Cuomo. We're going to get into that when we come back. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we are going to be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I do believe I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyToPatriotPup.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical. And we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, folks, sadly, that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about the American history is better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we should be welcoming Tuggy, the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. She's going to be here September the 24th. You'll be able to see her at our event we're going to be having here in Tampa. And these books are beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyToPatriotPup.com. That's TuggyToPatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too, an absolute must for homeschoolers. And the books are printed in English and Spanish, and locally in the Tampa Bay area, they're available at the Coastal Market, number 607-607 Clearwater Largo Road. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Governor Cuomo is up to his eyeballs in alligators. The problem is, as I see it, and many are chiming in, rendering their opinion about this, is they do not believe the federal government's going to do anything about this.
I don't either.
However, the state government and the state attorney general, who wants to be governor, and the local prosecutors in the counties where these women filled out these affidavits, they are looking at the criminal charges aspect. And something the attorney general said, and we've talked about this all night in my program, started out in the first hour, when she said that she believed the governor was guilty, there's some sort of legal threshold that she crossed when she said that, and I wonder...
Well, in the court of public opinion, she's already made a declaration, and that could be dangerous if there are charges filed against Cuomo, okay? And that's a big if. Mm-hmm. We don't know what is going to happen there. That, it's kind of a two-lane operation that's happening. And one is, do they want to really remove him as governor? Well, this is but one reason to remove him. The other one is obviously the nursing home thing, okay? So this really comes down to, is he going to resign or is he going to be impeached? Now, therein lies the $64,000 question. I don't believe that he's going to resign.
I don't either.
I think they do, in fact, have enough votes and maybe even that growing by the New York General Assembly
to
impeach this cat.
They do.
Right?
They do, yes.
Okay. So now the question becomes, what do these women want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Do they want to press charges? My question is, if they did, why didn't they do it already?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Gloria Allred is involved with at least one of these
times. Oh, naturally.
Maybe two. And all she smells is money. So
sure.
I would think she's going to sue him civilly, if nothing else.
Okay. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. But as far as criminal, I don't know. And again, you're right. And everybody seems to be agreeing. However, everybody's also agreeing with the fact that up to 80% of the Democrats in the state assembly want him gone. 68% altogether want him gone.
Because, you know, we keep hearing about American values, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you got politicians that say it constantly and this and that.
Yep.
If the Democrats, which is the majority of the New York General Assembly, do not impeach him, then that tells you that there is equivocation of what American values are.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we have Elliot on the phone, so I'm going to take his question because he's always got some really good questions. Okay, Elliot and Wesley Chapel, go.
Yeah, good morning, Captain. Denise, I'd like to get your take on this, please. America, the city of Atlanta, the state of Georgia, should never allow corporations, social media, and Joe Biden to remove the All-Star game from Atlanta. Now, black business owners, why you chose not to march in solidarity against this ruling is the million-dollar question. Georgia is in need of strong leadership. It's not going to come from Governor Kemp or Stacey Abrams. How can you trust Ms. Abrams to govern the state? She is corrupt. Let's take a look at George Soros, the atheist Marxist, Facebook, Twitter, Coca-Cola, Amazon, Delta Airlines. They all poured millions of dollars into your state of Georgia. I support Vernon Jones for governor of Georgia. Rand Paul and Vernon Jones was with their wives at an event at the White House when they were attacked by a mob.
Mm-hmm.
I support Vernon Jones to lead Georgia through this progressive Marxist socialism communism administration in Washington. Denise, I'd like to hear what you got to say. Thank you very much.
All right, and he raises a very good point. And then after that,
I don't know how much time I have, but Elliot,
you got 5 minutes.
I interviewed last week a fellow by the name of Will Hild, H-I-L-D. He's with an organization called Consumer Research.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the one that, that's the organization that was running commercials against Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. woke corporations, and what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
And being woke. And, it was quite the interview. So I invite you to their website, Consumer Research, to see what they're doing. I do too endorse Vernon Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, Elliot, my older son lives in Atlanta and and I used to, but he's not going to be there very long. He can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's terrified. In fact, he told me, he said the very first thing he does every single morning when he wakes up is he looks out the window to make sure that his cars are still in the driveway. That's how you have to live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in Buckhead. As you know, the Buckhead is trying to spin itself off,
yep.
From the city of Atlanta. When I lived in Atlanta, I also lived in Buckhead.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a good place to be. People don't realize the kind of stress that they live in, from a self-security standpoint. It's terrifying, especially with what happened with this murder in Piedmont Park. And I
horrible.
Invite you to
horrible.
I invite you to understand what was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Vernon Jones. Stacey Abrams has ruined the city. She's given a terrible reputation to that city.
Mm-hmm.
Kemp, he says the right things and in some cases does the right things, but he's certainly by comparison, to say Ron DeSantis, it's not enough.
How did they get rid of Warnock?
Well, you got to vote him out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I heard him the other day and give a speech and some of the things he said, and it sounded like I thought I was listening to Joseph Stalin.
He's a Marxist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Where's those American values?
Yep.
I think we ought to be throwing all this right back in their faces with these, quote, American values.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I understand Atlanta because we have a number of police officers that listen to the program. Several I know are listening right now. And my favorite sergeant up there, who we actually made a commercial out of what he said, and here comes the music, but they are also telling us that crime is running rampant. So
it's awful.
Yep. All right, listen, we'll talk again tomorrow on the Radio, and I'll see you soon. So have yourself a great day, and we'll be in touch.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website, see all the things that she has to offer, and make sure you sign up for her articles that she sends out, too. So there you go. And I'll be right back with more and our Military and Veterans News segment coming right up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four prosecutors in New York have opened investigations into Governor Andrew Cuomo to see if any of the criminal misconduct revealed in an independent panel's report took place in their jurisdictions. District attorneys in Westchester and Nassau counties and Manhattan have requested materials from the panel, which found Governor Cuomo had sexually harassed 11 women, including employees. The governor has denied the allegations in the report. Cuomo has faced calls to resign from office from a growing number of fellow Democrats, including President Biden, but he's made no indication that he'll take that step. And nearly all foreign visitors to the United States may soon need to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The White House is considering the requirement as part of a plan to reopen travel into the country for foreign travelers, as it faces pressure from airlines and allies to lift travel restrictions. The administration has not laid out a timeline for announcing or implementing that rule change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the military and veterans news, as always, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo will be in studio in about an hour from now. Get your questions ready. He'll be here, and National Aviation Academy is going to tell you all about themselves coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, things have gotten very busy here lately, and no busier, of course, than over there at the National Aviation Academy. They've got two campuses to serve you. They've got one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, and then the other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, I always tell you, and I'm going to tell you again, take the tour of one of their campuses. Find out what they're all about. Talk to the students. Talk to a teacher. And then talk to the money folks to find out how you get your education financed for you. Of course, if you're a post-9/11 veteran, your education and training is going to be just about paid for 100%.
Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of either the campus in Clearwater, Florida, down here by me, or up in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. Now, they also have the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu to find out more about themselves. But you will find out very quickly that this is a profession second to none. It's a career and a job that you'll always have because of the certification you'll get, which stays with you as long as you can take a breath of air. How about that? Now, we've got some news coming out of the Middle East and beyond. First of all, the attacks in Afghanistan are continuing, and they're getting more and more frequent as we start to close things out and get our troops out of Dodge. Now, I can tell you that in Iraq, we're being very careful and meticulous as to how we're downsizing in Iraq. They've learned that they made a huge mistake in Afghanistan doing it the way they did there. And they're going to lose Afghanistan. The country's going to go to the Taliban. It's just a question of how soon, because the Afghani army, except for their elite special forces units, are not putting up a fight. They're running away from the battle. Now, the United States conducted another airstrike against al-Shabaab in Somalia as the debate over whether or not the strikes are legal and can be done, as the Congress is talking about the War Powers Act and how that could be changed shortly. They don't care for the fact that we're just going in there and throwing a few rockets and bombs and missiles here, there, and everywhere. So we'll see how that all plays out. But in the meantime, three maritime security sources are reporting that Iranian-backed forces are believed to have been behind the hijack of an oil tanker in the Gulf off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Now, this went on for well over a day with a gun battle that ensued on board the ship with five hijackers. That's the report we're getting from the British military and the United Kingdom's Maritime Trade Operations Center that has warned all ships in the area that an incident was underway off the coast of Faria. Now, it advised extreme caution around 60 nautical miles east of the UAE's emirate. And hours later, they said that the incident was a potential hijack. Well, they didn't quite get the ship hijacked. They tried, but the security forces on board held them at bay until more security forces could be dropped on board the ship to help them in what needed to be done, and that was to destroy the enemy. And apparently they did that and took control of the vessel, and things are back to normal. But the name of the vessel was the Asphalt Princess. It's a Panamanian-flagged asphalt tanker. And the vessel's owner was listed as the Emirati Free Zone Base Glory International Limited Company. Now, this is the second time we've had something happen in the past 5 days, right there. First one, of course, was the Israeli tanker that I told you about that got hit with a missile from a drone, killed two people on the bridge, damaged the bridge to where the ship could not maneuver. And it was escorted in by a U.S. Navy ship in the area. So whatever it is that's going on over there, we're being told that more than likely they're working on the assumption that the Iranian military or proxies got on that vessel and tried to hijack it before they were beaten off, literally. Also, taking a look at military and veterans news, the Pentagon police officer who died after being stabbed Tuesday was identified during a burst of violence at the transit center outside the building, and a suspect was shot dead by law enforcement, died at the scene. That was death by cop. That's all that was. And we now know that the Taliban commander who led the attack on an Afghan city who was released from prison last year is the guy running the show for the Taliban right now. They let him out of prison. He went right back to the Taliban, right out onto the field, took control of a military unit. And they were in the middle of taking control of a provincial capital, which would have been a tremendous display because this would be the first one that they've actually taken control of. Now, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said that the Biden administration supports the repeal of the War Authorization Act that Congress provided back in 2002 to invade Iraq, teeing up action in the Senate on Wednesday. Now, again, this would mean that what they're doing in Somalia, they would have to stop if they change this. And unfortunately, men and women both face forms of harassment in the Army. Women are more likely to face more serious or persistent harassment, according to a new report that's out there. We also reported yesterday, and it's been confirmed today, that Veterans Affairs leaders still need to finalize the rules regarding the benefits change, which could affect millions of individual veterans when it comes to the burn pit injuries and the burn pit victims that are out there that have come down with all kinds of ailments, cancer being one of them. Now, if the federal government ends up operating under a continuing operating resolution this fall, the U.S. Navy would not be able to buy the ships and weapons it needs in fiscal 2022. They also wouldn't have enough money to operate the fleet and might have to cut back on people, according to the Navy's top budget officer. This is not new. We've heard this before, but still, Joe Biden is talking about moving money around for civil programs versus military, and we can't do that at the moment. Also, the Navy's new MQ-4C Triton drones hit a new development milestone last week, the Navy's project manager announced. They're taking over for some of the older patrol aircraft. We'll be flying drones around there instead. And with production coming to an end in 4 years, the Navy is working out a plan to sustain the E-2D Advanced Hawk Command and Control aircraft for at least another 30. Now, upgrades include the cockpit, avionics, and enhancements to mission systems to get that flying tip-top and in great shape. Okay, coming back with more right after this break. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by Maus Acura. Maus is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Maus Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a standard 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And I'll tell you what, that feels fantastic on a bad back. Now, Maus Acura will offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are also some of the industry's best. And your Maus Acura comes with Maus Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, they also honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program. For active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Maus Nissan. Find them online at Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them The captain sent you. That'll save you an extra $500 if you tell them that when you walk in the door, so they know that you've got that $500 going to be deducted off whatever the price of the vehicle is you're looking at. Now, Mike Lindell from the MyPillow.com company has certainly had his share of trouble and issues thanks to the liberals that have tried to get rid of him because he's been such a vocal supporter of Donald Trump. Plus, he's got a lot of money and he can throw it around and do a lot of different things and help a lot of candidates and all. But here's something that he's got out there now, and this was something that he and Fox had to run around with because Fox News did not want to play this commercial for whatever reason. I don't know why, because I'm going to let you listen to the same thing I'm going to hear, and then we'll talk about it on the outbreak here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Now, Mike Lindell is going to have that 72-hour symposium on the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th of August, coming up in just a few days. And it's going to be all about things that you've heard him talk about, and even some other things that you haven't heard him talk about. It's going to be very interesting, very educational, and I think every American should tune in and listen to what he has to say. The website, again, frankspeech.com. Now, if you go over there and you want to take advantage of the MyPillow products, you'll be able to do that. The promo code you're going to see is CAPTAIN. The phone number that you can call, if that's what you want to do, is 800-641-5459. Now, again, that's MyPillow, 800-641-5459. You can give them a call, ask them any questions, place your order there, and again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. And Mike Lindell certainly is an all-around nice guy, and he deserves to be supported. He hasn't done anything to anybody. So that's my 2 cents worth. And, you know, folks, when is enough enough? The CDC's new guidance recommending masking even for vaccinated people in some areas officially jumps the shark, and that's the understatement of the year. Now, their justification is that the Delta variant is more transmissible than the original variant of COVID. But here are the facts. Although the Delta variant is much more transmissible, it's a lot less deadly. In fact, a study by the Public Health in England found there were no deaths from the Delta variant amongst vaccinated people under the age of 50. And the death rate was only 0.8% amongst those unvaccinated for people under the age of 50. Now, the new masking guidance is as ridiculous as the CDC's insistence that our children should wear masks back to school. For children, the pandemic's death rate has been the same or even less than the seasonal flu. Now, and for this, we're teaching them that they need to mask up and be afraid, scaring the hell out of the kids. It's shameful. It really is. And we all know that politicians love crises. After all, look at Rahm Emanuel. Remember him? Never let a good crisis go to waste. It happens to let them seize power and hold on to it. But enough is enough. It's time to wake up smell the coffee, and be brave and take our lives back. It's time to be Americans. It's time to be tough. It's time to stop being a bunch of wusses out there because, oh my God, the variant, it's going to kill me. It's going to be terrible. I'm going to get sick, and and I've been vaccinated, and everybody that's been vaccinated has been getting sick. You ought to hear the crap going on out there. And none of it is true. None of it is true. Especially the part about, well, all these people that are vaccinated are getting sick. No, they're not. No, they're not. And our public health experts continue to promote more and more outrageous restrictions. There is no limiting principle to this, no end goal. There's only the bureaucratic and political elite unwilling to treat citizens as adults who are capable of determining their own approach to risk and reward. We should be deciding whether or not we want to wear a mask or not, not being mandated to do so. Now, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. By the way, the nursing homes, you heard about this, get vaccinated or lose your job. Microsoft is a company that just joined the demands for employee vaccinations. If you want to work for Microsoft, you got to get vaccinated. And over half of the New York Assembly right now, folks, I told you about this, but this is a reiteration, want to get rid of Cuomo. They want to impeach Cuomo because he's not going to quit. Now, this is interesting, too, because Wisconsin election officials have canceled some 205,000 voter registrations because they could not confirm whether or not they were real voters. How about that? That doesn't happen every day, does it? And that's actually a big story, but nobody seems to be saying much about it. The other big story, and we'll be talking about this when Ron Edwards comes on in the next hour, is Ron DeSantis. He went after the president went after him. And he says, why don't you just do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you. That was Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida. Totally agree. Totally agree. This is something that is way overdue on the part of our governor and the president, who can't seem to do his job on the border. All you got to do is take a look. See what's going on down there. Unbelievable. All right. Well, when we come back, Ron Edwards will be with us. We'll have an Edwards notebook. And we'll talk about our Governor Ron DeSantis. We'll also talk about some other stuff, too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.